Okay, welcome to the inaugural Dvar Torah Rebbe Kesorla in the state of Florida. Now, they call it the Sunshine State, but my recent experience has been a lot of rain. But Baruch Hashem has been tremendous. We're really, really enjoying our time here. And I want to appreciate and send my appreciation to everyone who has sent messages that we miss you, that we hope you're matzliach, that we're davening for you. It means a lot to me. So really, really, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much. Okay, so the Torah begins in Parshas Shoftim, Shoftim v'Shoytim titan lecha, b'chol sharecha asher Hashem lekecha noisim lecha l'shvatecha v'shoftus la'am mishpat tzedek. L'isat mishpat, l'isat kirponim, l'isikach shoychad, ki ashoychad yaver in chachamim v'yisalef divret tzadikim. The Torah tells us that you have to appoint judges and also shoytrim, officers, to be able to enforce the law. The judges, of course, judge the law, they decide the law, and ultimately the shoytrim have to make sure that the law is maintained and held. And therefore, it says the Torah, you have to appoint these judges, and they shall not, God forbid, the type of people who are l'isat mishpat, who bend judgment, l'isak yirpanim, they do not play favorites, l'isik achshoicha, they don't take any type of bribery. Why? Ki a bribery, ki achshoicha, yaver in chacham v'yisalef divrei tzadikim. It blinds the wise, and it totally corrupts the words of the sages, the words of the tzadikim. The Torah tells us further, tzedek tzedek tirdoif, you shall always pursue justice. L'manticha v'rash tesar, sashashem l'kech nisein lach. That's beautiful. That's the injunction that a judge should be yasher and should be straight and chas v'sham to bend the law. But then it says further, the next point in this parsha, the Torah tells something very interesting. Nothing to do with judgment, nothing to do with anything legalistic. Instead, loisita l'cha ashera. Do not plant an ashera tree. The ashera tree, which, you know, theoretically one could even call the Christmas trees of today. The Asherah cult, where they used to literally worship these trees. You shall not plant an Asherah tree. It's a mizbech Hashem, next to the mizbech, the altar of Hashem. Asher tatzelach, the God that you're doing for. Okay, what's the pshat here? Like, what lechora does the Torah intend? I'm putting together both the command of a judge, the judge cannot be matem mishpat, and someone who is noiteya and eats Asherah. It's a very interesting thing. So the Gemara actually tells us something very interesting. The Gemara says that someone, a judge specifically, who judges incorrectly and bends the halacha and lies and takes shoychad and is incorrect and is not just, is as if he planted an asherah tree. Okay, that's very nice, fine, beautiful, as if he planted it. But what's the intention here? What is the deeper meaning behind someone, a judge, who's matem mishpat, who bends the judgment incorrectly, and someone who plants an asherah tree? So the answer is like this. What's an asherah tree? Asherah tree is a foreign god. Literally, that's the definition of a is a foreign god. It has nothing to do with our religion. It has nothing to do with anything internal within Yiddishkeit itself. We have a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's it. We don't have any other types of gods. No gods before us. So someone who makes a mizbeach for Hashem and then plants an asherah tree, what you're doing is you're taking a foreign idea and mixing it into something which is pure and holy and truthful. So too also, someone who's matem mishpat, someone who does not follow the rules properly, who does not follow the halachas properly, who does not follow the din Torah and believe in the din Torah that it's MS lamitoy, that it's 100% true, and instead, what do? They take into account other concepts. They take into account, well, I don't know, she's an almana, she's a gerusha, she's got five kids, she's in bankruptcy already. Because I'll tell you like this, a crude mashal, but a mashal nonetheless. You have a very wealthy man, he comes out, he's wearing his monocle, he's wearing his ascot, he's wearing a top hat, he's a landlord, and he's coming out of his Rolls Royce entering into Beis Din. And then you have the almana, a rickety old lady who barely can scrape by enough to be able to pay for rent, and she's behind on her rent 3-4 months. Now, although, of course, someone who's a landlord should absolutely 100% give enough time and grace period for someone to be able to pay back, but according to the letter of the law, you're required to pay your bills. You're required to pay your bills. So, al pi halacha, is it okay? Is it proper that the dayan should take into account, oh, she's an almana, she's a gerusha, she needs help? No. That's called matem mishpat. That's called sakir panim. That's called losikach shoychad. Why do I say that? Because the halacha is that you're required to pay, you're required to pay. The judge is not expected to be, and this is a terminology, not to be firmer than God. Don't think you're more religious than Eibush Da'alein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a rule, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a law, you follow the law. Now, afterwards, if the Beis Din or Rabbanim in the community can get together and, of course, raise money for this lady to be able to take care of her, if the landlord should be even asked afterwards, maybe be willing to give her some grace period. That's understandable. But the halacha is the halacha. That's the way it works. That's the idea you have. A dayan, a judge, who's taking into account foreign ideas. You have Lahavdil, for example, another crude mashal. You have, there's a former Supreme Court justice. His name was Stephen Breyer. And he said, when I judge law in America, the U.S. Constitution, I don't look at the Constitution only. God forbid. I look at the South African Constitution. I look at the Brazilian Constitution. I look at all the different constitutions of the world, and then I decide the law. There's nothing more ridiculous than something like that. If your job is to be the Supreme Court Justice of the United States of America, and not for Brazil, and not for South Africa, and your job is to only look at the U.S. Constitution and what makes sense within the world and the laws of the U.S. Constitution. Someone who does that is taking foreign ideas and mixing it into something which is not pure and holy, because of course it's man-made laws. But l'habdil fe'efais, when it comes to Torah Kedosha, a judge who's taking into account din Torah should not be taking into account foreign ideas. Now, of course, it's understandable, like I said, humanity and morality, of course, is taken into account. But that's not what decides the judgment, per se. If it's a Bezdin proceeding, then it needs to follow the classic laws of halacha. And that, Mir Sashem Yisbarach, should take us into the Shabbos. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Again, I really appreciate everybody reaching out. It's been absolutely amazing to feel, absolutely amazing to see. And I'm trying to get much more Miyushev. Hopefully, it'll become more common and more often. All the best. Kol Tov, have a wonderful Shabbos.